Say, Dad, Dooney, go on and move and then quit scratching.
Well, they started it.
Never mind who started it. Go on with the game.
Well, whose move is it?
It's your move. That's what I'm telling you. Your move.
Now, don't rush me. Let's see here. Yeah, there you be.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. You can't move that one. That's my man.
Well, I can fix that. It'll do. I'll just turn the board around.
Here, look out there now. Just let that alone, consarn it. You're playing with the blacks, and I'm playing with the reds, and you know it. Now go ahead and move.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You make more dad there than fuss about a little thing.
Yeah.
Now, there. There you have it.
Hmm.
Now, see if you can move.
Wait a minute. Just a minute here. Let's see here.
Say, how soon do you suppose that fella's going to get that statue of Senator Bunn finished, anyhow?
Well, I don't suppose it'll be long now. Once you get started, that statue ought to go up faster than Jack's beanstalk.
Faster than what?
Beanstalk.
I never heard him say nothing.
Heard who say nothing?
Beans.
Oh, I didn't say talk. I said stalk, stalk. You know what a stalk is, don't you?
Certainly, it's a bird that brings babies.
Nah, that's a stork. A stork. I'm talking about a beanstalk. Goshen, didn't you ever hear about Jack and the beanstalk?
No, shucks. I ain't got time to listen to all the new stories that come out.
Yeah, this ain't a new story. It's an old one about a fella and his mother. All they was darn poor. Didn't have nothing in the whole world but a cow. That's all. Just a cow.
What'd they do when it rained? Set on the cow?
Oh, they had a house, of course. Well, finally times got so bad the cow didn't have any father. So they figured...
So what become of him?
Become a who?
Cow's father.
Oh, not father. Father! Hey!
What? Say?
Hey! Hey!
And what in tarnation you celebrating about?
Oh, I ain't celebrating. I'm telling the cow didn't have nothing to eat. So Jack figured he'd take her to town. Well,
look for her father?
Not the seller. Seller.
Who?
The cow.
Darn funny place to look for a cow in the cellar.
No, he wasn't looking in the cellar for the cow, Eb. He was looking in the cellar for say, Dad, ding it. How'd the cellar get into this anyhow? The cellar ain't in it.
I reckon you mean it ain't in the cellar.
Yes, I mean... Forget the cellar. Now, listen. Jack took the cow to town and brought back some beans. Well, when his ma saw the beans, she was sore as all get out. And you know why?
Because she didn't have no can opener to open them with.
Oh, they wasn't canned beans. They were just ordinary beans.
They were.
Beans in a bag, yes. And Jack's ma was sore because he'd played the cow for just a handful of beans, I want to tell you. So she grabbed them and slung them out the window and sent Jack right straight to bed. Well, in the middle of the night, what do you suppose Jack done?
Oh, sure. I know that. And he got up and ate the rest of the beans.
No, he didn't. He got up and looked out the window. And danged of them beans hadn't grew into a great big beanstalk. So Jack started to climb it. And pretty soon he come to a castle. Well, sir, he knocked and a giant came to the door.
A giant, huh?
Yeah, so Jack asked him
if he wanted to subscribe to Saturday Evening Post.
Yes. No, he didn't do no such thing, Ed. He asked the giant if he could stay there all night. Well, the giant said he could, and he showed Jack to his room. But instead of turning in, Jack put a log of wood in the bed and slept in the closet. Well...
Yeah, my Uncle Jake used to be like that.
Your Uncle Jake used to be like what?
Sort of absent-minded. He drove home one night, put his horse in the bed, and slept in the stable.
Yes, but Jack wasn't absent-minded. He knew what he was about. Because in the middle of the night, the giant came in with a great big club, and he thought the log was Jack asleep.
Yeah, my Uncle Jake used to be like that, too.
How do you mean?
Sleep like a log.
Oh, but Jack wasn't asleep. So the giant...
My Uncle Jake used to walk in his sleep, too, but we broke him of that.
So the giant...
We got him a bicycle.
Say, consarn it, keep your Uncle Jake out of this, will you? Now, listen. So the giant hit the log a lick with his club, and then he went downstairs and went to sleep himself. And that was just the chance Jack was awaiting for. He took a big bag of money from the giant and started out. Well, you know what the giant did when he found the money gone?
Phone for the police?
No, sir. I guess you don't know much about giants. He changed himself into a dragon, and every time he blew out his breath, it'd set things on fire.
Well, why didn't he chew a couple of cloves? That'd have fixed it.
Yes, but he didn't want to fix it. He started out after Jack. Well, Jack started down the beanstalk with the giant right after him. But Jack got down first, so he grabbed an axe, chopped down the beanstalk, and the giant was killed. And Jack had a whole bag full of money.
Shucks. It's a dad darn fake.
What is?
That story.
How do you mean? How do you mean it's a fake?
Shucks. I bet that money was counterfeit.
Oh, shake him away. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, Mrs. Zell, I'll be dad darn, Mrs. Zell. I didn't...
How do you do, Mrs. Zell? How do you?
Live. When did you come back to town?
Oh, I arrived last evening. I'm staying with the Buttons. I only want me to suggest a few lines to be carved in the base of the statue of the senator.
Okay.
Yes, you know, some bit of sentiment that will reflect his life.
Yes, he is.
I thought I might take something from one of the poets. Have you a copy of Browning?
What is that, Mrs. Zell?
I say, have you got Browning?
No, we got Blacking, but we ain't got Browning.
I'm afraid I haven't made myself quite clear. I'm speaking of the poet, Browning, one of his books.
No, we ain't got any of his books. I don't reckon you'd find one in town.
Well, what about Shelley?
I'll bite. What about him?
No. Have you ever seen a book by him any place in town?
How's that?
Has anybody seen Shelley?
Oh, you mean has anybody seen Shelley? Say, yes, it goes like this.
Oh, no, I don't.
Has anybody here seen Shelley?
Oh, I don't
Shelley?
Mean anything.
No, that isn't the idea at all.
I mean verses.
Oh, yes, the verses. Now, how does the verse of that song start, then?
I'm not referring to the song, and I don't mean Kelly. Shelley, he wrote to a skylark.
Done what?
Oh, he wrote to a skylark.
Must have been a dad darn fool. A skylark can't read.
Oh, but then...
Yes, he was just wasting a stamp, that's all.
To a skylark. That's the name to his poem. Hail to thee, blithe spirit. Bird thou never...
What did you say they give him?
She said they give him the bird.
I don't think anything at all funny in that.
And neither do I. If they'd have given it to me, I'd have punched him in the nose.
I mean... Oh, never mind. Haven't you any books at all?
Yes, certainly we got books. Let's see, there's the phone book and Old Doc Ayers' Almanac.
I'm referring to books of poetry. Poetry.
Yes, well, I'm afraid we ain't got none of them.
Well, I suppose I can use the verse which I composed myself.
You made up a poem?
Oh, yes. Would you like to hear it?
Well, shakes alive. Of course we would.
Oh, well, you know, this is just a simple little thing. Yeah. Oh, but after all, simple little things are always nobler and truer, don't you think?
Yes.
Well, I think it will go very nicely on the base of Senator Bunn's statue. The title of it is Old.
Yeah, that ought to go all right. Sidney Bunn owed just about everybody in town.
Yes,
No.
That's
the kind of a poem it is. An ode. And it goes like this. He plucked conceit from potentate, yet pride he never wore. A saga, his achievements great. He claims he tried, no more.
What was that you said he plucked?
He plucked...
Said he plucked a sweet potato.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Sweet potatoes, huh?
Yeah.
I thought he was just interested in chicken.
It's potentate.
How's that?
Potentate.
Yes, yeah, potentate. The farmers put the potatoes in and Sidney take them out.
Oh, for heaven's sake. The poem hasn't anything to do with potatoes.
Doesn't.
He plucked conceit from potentate. Yet pride he never wore. A saga he...
Never wore
a
what?
Never wore a sock. Oh. Keep still.
Oh, you know what I think of you. You're a moron.
How's that?
A moron.
Hey, hold on there. You better be a mite careful of calling us names or by...
Shut up, you darn fool. She didn't call us no name. Just said moron.
Yeah, well, what did she mean by that?
Why, that Sidney Bunn had more on than his socks.